From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill says more than 74,000 absentee ballots have already been requested for November's general election. In all, he expects more than 100,000 people to vote absentee. The jump in absentee voting is because of the coronavirus pandemic, but the process in Alabama can be confusing. Here to give us a breakdown is WBHM's Gigi Duban. Gigi, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here.
Now, Alabama requires you to have an excuse to vote absentee, but the Secretary of State says the fear of catching COVID-19 is an acceptable excuse. So where does this all start?
A voter has to apply for a ballot first. They can do that by downloading an application at the Secretary of State's webpage or by getting a ballot application in person at the absentee election manager's office for their county. There are also a lot of groups out there trying to make sure people have access to ballot applications. The nonpartisan League of Women Voters of Greater Birmingham is giving out applications at thrift stores in the area. But you still have to indicate why you're voting absentee. The excuse won't say anything about coronavirus. It's a box that says, I have a physical illness or infirmity that prevents my attendance at the polls.
Okay, so you have your absentee ballot application filled out. Then what?
Then, if everything looks right, you get a ballot. And from there, there are two ways to vote absentee. You can mail your ballot to the absentee election manager for your county, or you can cast your ballot in person with the absentee election manager. If you're not sure who that is, you can look that up at the Secretary of State's website. But regardless of whether you vote absentee in person or by mail, voters have to include a photocopy of their ID. If you're voting absentee in person, election staff can photocopy your ID for you. They can also serve as the two witnesses required for a ballot, or voters can have their ballots notarized.
What's the deadline for all of this?
The deadline to submit an absentee ballot application is October 29th. The ballot itself has to be postmarked by November 2nd and received by noon on election day for it to be counted. There's been a lot of concern around whether the Postal Service can deliver election mail on time. So to be safe, officials recommend you request your absentee ballot now and return it as soon as possible.
Well, how can people be sure that they submit their ballots correctly?
There are instructions on the envelope that you use to submit your ballot. Leonette Slay, president of the League of Women Voters of Greater Birmingham, tells me there are two envelopes. The first one holds your ballot.
And then that envelope goes inside another envelope, which is where your witnesses or your notary sign. So they never get to see your ballot. That's already sealed up in an envelope.
And there's a portal where voters can actually track their absentee ballots online. And we'll have all these links available at our website, WBHM.org.
This is a confusing situation. You know, that's why we're talking about it. But what misconceptions have you run into about this process?
Well, one relates to the requirement that voters have their ballots either notarized or signed by two witnesses. Apparently, there's confusion over who can act as a witness. A lot of people think it can't be a relative or someone who lives in your household. That's not true. I spoke to Ida Tyree Heish Hill, also with the Greater Birmingham League of Women Voters.
Those two witnesses need to be age 18 or older, and they do not have to be a registered voter, and they can be family members.
Of course, there are lots of other questions. So your best place for answers is the Secretary of State's website. And we'll have links on our website, WBHM.org.
Gigi, thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
That's WBHM's Gigi Duban.